This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Brian, thank you for joining us. How did the sixth-round pick out of Ohio State look yesterday in what was his first ever training camp practice with the Steelers?
Before we even get into that, Crowley, I love the clip, the Tomlin clip that Callis played coming back there. Starts with, it's very simple, and then he goes into this very detailed, multi-layered explanation about how NFL coaches divide up their reps. So, like, I literally had that thought in my head while he was saying it. I was like, Mike, that wasn't really that simple. I mean, that seems sort of convoluted way to answer the question about Aaron Rodgers.
This is the time of the year that I always found, back when I would be at camp a lot, that you actually get the most out of Tomlin. I think Tomlin is refreshed after the offseason, and I don't know that there's anybody in the league that loves training camp more than Mike. So you're always going to get him in a good mood coming off the field of training camp.
Yeah, he's not sick of us yet.
And no, that too.
Exhibit A, I asked him like three questions yesterday, and all of his answers were fairly nice and even somewhat expansive. So, yeah, good observation there on that.
I hate to ask this, but I'm going to anyway. Did Brooke Pryor ask questions, and was he nice to her? Because that might be the ultimate barometer.
Yeah, I don't think he was really curt with anybody. So yeah, that's a very good that's a good sign on day one, practice one. Now also, if any injuries pop up, that's when things can get a little dicey. But yeah, so far so good, smooth sailing. Will Howard too. I mean, speaking of him, like, I thought the on-field stuff, I mean, yeah, he looked somewhat poised. I guess the guy that I can always, you know, first pop into my mind when I think of a rookie at Steelers training camp is Kenny Pickett, his first year. And the spotlight was so much brighter on him because of gestures wildly at everything. But he looked, I thought, a lot more skittish, and, you know, maybe that was just some of the guys in front of him were stocking shelves a couple months later. But I mean, yeah, I remember him looking like the game was moving pretty fast. And it wasn't like any of us, I don't think, were clamoring for him to move up the depth chart quickly. With Will Howard, I don't think it's going to be long before, you know, Skylar Thompson, all due respect to that young man, is in the rear view, and Howard's working in there as the third quarterback.
When the Steelers lined up for their first offensive snap, assuming that they had multiple receivers on the field, who was the number two receiver, Brian?
Well, they lined up first. I think they came out in 11 personnel, so three receivers. If you want to give the nod to Roman Wilson there, because he was on the outside opposite DK Metcalf and Calvin Austin was going in motion, I suppose you can do that. But, you know, it's just as likely that Calvin Austin will slide up and be the de facto number two when they work the two tight end looks. And I'm curious to see, you know, what it does look like when they go to more of that, because Jonnu Smith was held out of the team drills yesterday. Maybe I jinxed him by writing about him early in the morning. You know, stories up on the Post-Gazette website. Talked to him for like 5 to 10 minutes outside the Steelers locker room, and then a few hours later, he's not even practicing. So good job by me.
Well, let's get to that. So you've covered the team for a while now. You've been to scores of Mike Tomlin press conferences. Last year, oh, no big deal. Russell Wilson will be fine. Lo and behold, he doesn't play until week 7. Oh, Isaac Seumalo, he'll be fine. Misses 4 games. are you able to sift through potential BS here and determine whether or not the Janu injury is serious? Do you believe it is? And do you think, say, Amalu's is?
I don't think Jonnu Smith's is serious at all. You know, he was actually doing a little bit of, I think, the individual stuff, and maybe it was just out of an abundance of caution here for someone who's about to be 30, you know, what, 7 or 8 years in the league. Like, that, they'll get them integrated here eventually. Say Amalu, I mean, I don't know. It seems like it's always something with him, and I guess you could put him in the same bucket of, like, he's by far the elder statesman on the line. He had a little bit of a country club camp a year ago because of some nagging stuff. And then, you know, yeah, he does have that pec injury leading into week one. So it might be a combination of, yeah, he's not feeling his best, but also they need to be extra careful with somebody like him to avoid what happened last year. And, you know, they need his experience on the line. But yeah, I would say by and large, not quite as durable as you'd like him to be after signing him from the Eagles. But I don't get any indication that it's going to be long-term.
Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our great friends, Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I read, or at least I think I did, perhaps I was dreaming it, Brian, did TJ Watt actually come in an A-gap blitz during yesterday's practice?
You know, I'd have to watch the coach's film to say if it was the A-gap or the B-gap, but I certainly noticed him kind of moving around laterally a little bit, trying to make the offensive lineman guess where he was going to rush from.
How about that?
Yeah, I'd say TJ was very active yesterday when he was on the field, and then maybe third or fourth snap, I think he straight up dropped into coverage. That might have even been where Scotty Miller ended up catching that first Aaron Rodgers completion as a Steeler in practice, was an area vacated by TJ. So, yeah, I mean, I see a spry TJ on this team, probably. 30's the new 20. You know, all these guys are touting the idea of finding the fountain of youth, and I guess you have to do that when you've got about a dozen of them. So we'll see how that holds up into September, October, November.
I guess I should ask you about the obvious guy, Aaron Rodgers. We spent a lot of the morning talking about Aaron, but Chris Carter had his opinions on how it went. How about you? How do you think day one looked for Mr. Rodgers?
And if we're just going by what we saw, and I don't really think even Rodgers himself would necessarily disagree with this. Like, it wasn't an impressive day. There wasn't much that made you say, okay, that was nice, that was sharp, whatever, but it was day one. And Pat Freiermuth was talking to us after practice, a few of us, and said, yeah, this is really his first reps in our offense, and, you know, we'll get it right for the long haul. Meanwhile, the little voice in the back of my head, the internal monologue, was like, it didn't have to be. Like, he could have right. been here earlier, but I digress. Alas, so I guess that's water under the bridge until it isn't anymore.
I don't really care if he's getting picked off right now. It's the acclimation period. I know he doesn't care if he's getting picked off. I think for him, this would be the time to get those out of the system. How did the arm look? How'd the movement look for Rodgers?
Yeah, the arm still looks good. You know, the movement, I don't know that there was enough of a sample size to really evaluate that. But yeah, I mean, the arm definitely still has the zip on it. What I want to see maybe a little bit more, especially when you have DK Metcalf on your team, is, okay, you've got the zip to throw it over the middle and squeeze it into some tight spaces. How are you pushing the ball down the field? I mean, we all got to witness the Russell Wilson moon ball, and say what you will about Russ, but he absolutely still had that club in his bag. And even when I was watching him last year in training camp, once he did get healthy, I was questioning the movement ability, especially because of the calf, but I was not questioning the live arm that he still had at his age. And I think it's going to be kind of similar with Rodgers, but yeah, I'd like to see him try to uncork a couple, you know, whether it's this week or at some point out there in Latrobe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Juan Thornhill, according to reports and the eyes and ears of people like you, Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette, lined up as first-team free safety and second-team free safety. Is he the only free safety they have on this roster? What the hell's going on there?
No, I actually thought when the second team defense was out there that the pairing was Miles Killebrew and Sebastian Castro. Now, neither one of those guys is, I think, your prototypical free safety. They're both more of hard hitters, closer to linebackers than they would be a deep safety. So that's still an area of the roster where I think there's no obvious backup, so to speak. You've got like some down the liners, I guess, who can do that. Like a Quindell Johnson is one of the guys. Hopefully he hasn't been cut yet, but for the most part, they're kind of lacking a second viable option there. But if Jalen Ramsey is going to start picking up some of those snaps, then, you know, once you get to week one, it's not going to matter as much if you have a two deep at every position, if Ramsey's going to be the jack of all trades, like Mike Tomlin's making it sound.
Do you think, and it is as early could be, that you're going to see a ton of Ramsey at safety? Because I don't mind a sprinkle and a wrinkle. What I do mind is taking one of still the best man cover corners in the league and kind of cutting his legs off.
Yeah, I mean, I thought on report day, he was, I mean, he pretty much said all the right things, but he also kind of made it clear that, you know, it's like the Andrew McCutchen, this is my spot video from way back when. Like, he kind of made it clear, I'm still a corner. You know, that's what I get paid handsomely to do, and that's what I'm best at. So I don't think he'll be resistant to moving around. But to answer your question, I wouldn't necessarily say we're going to see a lot of him there, because I also just don't really think that's the vision. I think the Steelers' vision was, you know, we need top flight corners more than we need top flight safeties in our division and in our conference. So that's what we're trying to go out and accomplish. And, you know, you're going to see a heck of a lot of that nickel and even maybe dime defense once the rubber meets the road here in the AFC North.
Caleb Johnson is the Steelers starting running back by week what?
Ooh, he certainly did look good yesterday. Now, you know, people sometimes get mad about that because it's like, oh, they're unpadded practices. It's not like the defense can really do anything, but it was still impressive how quickly he got to the second level,
yeah.
I thought. And Jalen Warren had a nice run in there too, so I don't want to discount him. How about by week seven? I'll say by week seven, Caleb Johnson at least might be starting some games. I think it could be game plan or opponent dependent with them. And maybe even regardless of who gets the first carry, ask yourself, by what week is Caleb Johnson getting more carries? And it's probably a factor of who's got the hot hand. Is one guy running really well that day and you just don't want to take him off the field? I could see Caleb Johnson picking up that kind of steam by the, yeah, I guess, first quarter or first third of the season.
Batko, you are a distant relative of Dan Marino, and I may or may not have run into you at the Devonshire backyard brawl, and you were wearing a Dan Marino jersey. I talked to Pat Narduzzi and Eli Holstein today on the show, and then, you know, there's a photo up afterwards. They were here in the studio. I now have all of my West Virginia fan friends in a group chat. They have clipped the photo to me with my arm wrapped around Pat Narduzzi and both of us smiling. I'm never going to live this down. I'm a professional. What am I supposed to do?
And you're a social butterfly. You can mix it up in Morgantown circles, of course, but you can also you know, weasel your way into some pit circles. And that's what we love about you, Crowley. That reminds me of a good anecdote from this offseason. I took my kids to some event over in Bakery Square. I think it was actually on April 12th. It was like 412 day or something. And who was there passing out smiley cookies to kids but Zach Frazier?
Hey.
And my five-year-old happened to be wearing a Pitt hoodie that day, so I took a photo of them together, and you know, Zach was nice enough to give a little thumbs up, but then he said afterward, he's like, yeah, I should have actually done a thumbs down. That would have been better for the Mountaineer brand.
Future Hall of Famer Zach Frazier. It's a good story.
I can send you that photo when I hang up here, Crowley, and you can put that in your group chat as well.
Please do, Brian. Thank you, buddy. That was really good information, and let's talk here soon, okay?
Yep, anytime. See you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.